The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
It's My Music once again. The competition is, as always, between David Franklin and Frank Muir, representing reason, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace, representing sanity, over on this side. David, composer, please, and title. And the composer's name, you'll find, begins with the letter H.
Music's no problem, it's,
the composer.
Music Zampa, isn't it?
Yes, that's a mark.
Well, H for Hoffenbach?
No. I give you his years, 1791 to 1833.
Well, give me those years back.
And I give you one out of two. The composer was Erold, H-E-R-O-L-D. Dennis, what's this, and by whom? Rather a subtly played version, but recognise it nonetheless. Yeah. I hope.
It was one of those, you know, every now and again, these bits of music which everybody knows except me, I get letters about, and Ian assumed that I knew it, so he just sat back, and in the last two bars, he realised he nearly sprained his wrist getting the pen undone. However, we have arrived at Handel.
Yes.
I think you've got the apostrophe in the wrong place. Because I know it should be where'er you walk, but this reads where'er you walk.
Never been entirely certain about that apostrophe.
Anyway, you've got two marks,
Costa's
Dennis.
Costa's song, it comes out.
Ian, what's the title of this orchestral piece?
Composer beginning with H.
Yes.
It's not Hardy.
No.
And it's not Hans Werner Henze either.
Oh, yes. Holst.
Yes. Gustav Holst. The composer. Now, the title of the orchestral piece.
Yes.
It came.
The Planets.
Yes. It was Jupiter from the Planets. Sweet. Frank, what's this and by whom?
It's the composer who takes two lines to write.
I know
it's,
you know.
Is Humperdinck.
Yes.
And it's a group. Yes, it's an opera about Parliament, Hansard and Gretel.
Two marks for Frank there. Here's another round. Questions of general musical interest, I like to think. And I hope the answers will be of equal general musical interest, if not more so. David, the ass uses its jawbone to eat with. How do musicians use it?
It's jawbone. Not used as a percussion instrument, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is. All right, it's used as a percussion instrument.
Roughly where?
Styx Gibling used to have one in the...
Oh, it's used in a dance band, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yes. I was looking for Latin American, really.
Cuban. Oh, I see.
Our Cuban friends adorn the ass's jawbone with bells and use it as a Latin American percussion instrument. Dennis, why was the can-can called the can-can?
It was supposed to have started when a mouse ran across the stage. But you know, I know the answer to this, but I honestly don't think you can go beyond these four walls.
According to the question compiler, the word meant scandal or malicious gossip, and the dance itself was considered scandalous. So it's called the can-can or the scandal. Let's see how you get on, Ian. What and when, Ian, was the first hit parade to be so called?
Well, I think it goes back to the 20s, probably.
Not quite.
No.
Well, I can remember, again, in my extreme youth, that one could go into a music shop and see an advertisement which said, snappy hits for sixpence. So that presumably the word was in usage for music at that time. There's
Dennis,
something coming
I think
through
Dennis
on the,
is writing it
something coming
you.
Through on
I'm
the telex here.
Doing a small essay while...
It was a radio program.
Yes.
On the Armenian radio.
American can.
Sorry, correction. American radio about the middle 30s.
Yes, exactly. 1935. It was an American radio series. You have 2 out of 2. Incidentally, the very first chart topper, as you might say, in Hit Parade was Lovely to Look At.
Delightful to know. And heaven to kiss.
You're very kind. I endeavour to oblige. Frank, who were the Rhythm Boys and who did they sign on for?
The Rhythm Boys was an American close harmony trio, I think.
Yeah.
And they sang with Paul Whiteman's orchestra.
Yes.
And one third of them was Bing Crosby.
Yes. Do you happen to know the other two names?
Would it be silly?
Yeah, it's a lovely full answer for 2 marks out of 2. Dennis, do you know the other two names, just for interest?
Harry Barris and Al Rinker.
That's right.
Good.
And Harry Barris, you know, appeared for years in Bing Crosby's films, just in small parts, playing the piano at parties and things like that. A rather nice touch, using his old friends from the good old days. Anyway, 2 out of 2 there for Frank Muir. And a new round, this time opera, or perhaps operetta. I'd like, please, the name of the work and the name of the composer, David.
Aida by Verdi.
Yes, the aria you know, happen to know anyway, Il Patria Mia.
Il Patria Mia.
Yes, 2 marks out of 2. Dennis, this comes from an opera, but you may know it from a film, and since it is really very difficult, I'll give you the marks for the song title and the film title. I think you know who was in
Elizabeth Schwarzkopf.
Yes. Anyway, do you know the opera or the film?
Is it Valse Gris? Is it?
No, that was.
That was Carnet de Bal.
Carnet de Bal. Yes, it was.
Was it a French film?
No.
No, I don't
Hollywood
know.
Film.
I don't know.
Title: The Opera Ball. The composer: Huyberger. The song: The Kiss in Your Eyes. And the film: Emperor Waltz. Bing Crosby. Here's one for Ian Wallace.
Dennis has suggested that it's just the off-mic aria. And it is very difficult, this, because the singer is not on the stage at the time, but it comes late in the evening, so maybe the audience are just listening to the beauty of the sound. It is from Don Pasquale,
yes,
by Donizetti.
Yes. 2 marks.
Mm.
Frank,
don't know.
No, Frank, honestly, try this one first by yourself, and then if you must, turn to your partner, who I can tell you knows the answer. But try it on your own first.
Voice. It's David Franklin singing.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's a rather good voice, actually. Stop proceedings. It was?
Rosen Cavalier.
Das Rosen Cavalier.
Opera by?
Richard Strauss.
Yeah, not Das Rosen Cavalier.
No, Der Rosen.
Der Rosen Cavalier by Richard Strauss. You've got it anyway, Frank. I tried to keep your partner out of it because David was, in fact, a memorable Baron Ox in Rosen Cavalier, and I knew he'd recognise it straight away. Here are some nursery rhymes. Mm-hmm. I'd like the title of the song, please, and for a second mark, supply the missing words. Now, listen very carefully. David Franklin.
The King of Spain's daughter came to visit me, and all for the sake of my little...
And it's suggested that the missing words are bay tree.
Not quite. No, different kind of tree.
May tree.
No, no, no.
Elm tree.
No, 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 no.
Oak tree.
Nope.
Boot Ain't tree.
No. Put him out of his misery, audience.
I'm not misery.
Nut tree.
Nut tree.
Nut tree.
How dare you say put him out of his misery? I'm not miserable at all.
Well, it was the audience that was miserable at the time. Nut tree, the missing words. The title of the nursery rhyme, please.
Wee Willy Winky and his nut tree.
I can only give you one out of two. I had a little nut tree was the title. Missing words,
joking.
Nut tree. You'd likely get a whole mark for that, actually. Dennis, here's one for you to complete.
Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. She shall have...
It's a marvellous breakthrough in communication. The BBC have discovered a whole new way to be dirty.
But dirty cleanly.
Clean dirty.
Same joke four times this round, I can tell you.
The reason I think it's about is ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross.
Yes. And the missing word she shall have?
Music, wherever she gets.
Yes, the answer is much duller than the question, isn't it? 2 marks.
I could do one of those little dull nuggets of information, like David does. But it's a marvellous example of a transferred hyphen in the title there, because people always write it as ride a C-O-C-K hyphen horse. And it's originally ride a hyphen C-O-C-K, which means a stride. There, it's utterly useless, but... You know,
darling. You've got 2 marks. Ian, here's yours.
Jack fell down and broke his...
Nasty. Crown.
Yes, that's right.
And it's Jack and Jill.
Yes, that's right, yes, to crown. 25 pence, actually.
Yes. Yes. I've nothing to add to that.
No. Frank, your question, what did he have and what did he do with it?
There was a little man and he had a little...
That was a completely onomatopoeic sound.
Yes.
The nursery rhyme man had a little gun.
Yes, and the... What did he do with it, is the other mark?
Shot something with it.
Yes, he shot a duck. That's right. 2 marks there. This is where Messrs. Dally and Chin come in. Keyboard music purveyors. And they begin to play some old favourites, and we ask you to continue the song. 3 marks available here, and here's the first from Dave.
the more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, a-roving's been my rue-I in. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
Thank you for 3 marks. Thank you. And Dennis will now sing.
And if you go... And if you go...
And if there's someone on her... Don't think it's me. Because nobody's going to... That girl but me.
You've beaten us at our own. Sorry, I must have. Anyway, you're right. You gave us the sort of second half of the chorus there instead of the first half.
You're not going to get anything with this voice.
Oh, no. No, you did very well. You've got 3 marks. Here's one for Ian Wallace.
With a young girl from Gateshead, and I calls her me dove. She's called Cushy Butterfield, and she sells yellow clay. And her cousin is a muckman, and they call him Tom Gray. She's a big lass, she's a bonny lass, and she likes her beer. And they call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
Thank you for 3 marks. Thank you. Here's Frank Beale with the song.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I met my little black-eyed gal. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Thank you for 3 marks. Gentlemen, as you move around the international musical scene, appearing here and there, lecturing, adjudicating, advising, you must have noticed how many foreign words we use in music, like rondo and lieder, flamenco, etude, and so on. So, for 2 marks, David Franklin, what are trommelklopple?
Spell, please.
TROMMELKLOPPEL.
Trommelklopple. Is it a percussive thing?
That's right, yes.
Ah. Well, it comes a passage in every work.
till Eulenspiegel, when they get that damn great drum, you trommel it with a clockle, don't you?
Is it a small percussive instrument?
No, it's not a percussive... It's to do with a percussion instrument. It activates a percussion instrument.
When they're standing over the triangle, they're reading the thing, and they get trommel-clomp, and they go, ting.
Now, you must get a much bigger noise than ting from trommeling your clopple. I, quite honestly, Steve, I don't know.
No, well, you've done, and since you don't know, you've done jolly well to get 1 out of 2, haven't you? Drumsticks. Trommel, clopple. German.
Oh, the things that you have when the rest of the turkey's been finished.
Yes, come to think of it, yes. Anyway, you've got 1 out of 2. Dennis, what are putty?
Putty, you're quite right. Putty are an Italian choreographer's word for describing the first half of the movements you have to do in the hokey-cokey. Put your left arm, you put your right arm. Those are known as the putty, and then when it comes to shake it all about, they're known as the shaky. Do you have any idea what they are?
They're also quite useful for repairing broken windows.
Yes.
They even have a jam putty.
They cause broken windows because they're Italian choir boys. Putty.
Yeah, I've never been accompanied by Italian choir boys in my...
Yeah. Nevertheless, I think you should have 1 mark for ingenuity, don't you, audience? Yes, that's right. So if your ingenuity gets you a mark. Ian, what is a vinata?
A vinata?
Yes.
something to do with wine.
Yes. Hmm.
Is it somebody who fills a lot of wine bottles with different levels of liquid and then goes...
ding, dong, ding, ding, the bells of St. Mary, don't you suppose?
And then plays bells across the meadow. No.
Or a drinking song.
Ah, you've got two marks. Well, there you are. A vinata is Italian for a vintage song or a drinking song, and Ian has two marks. Frank, what would a musician understand by chanter à livre ouvert?
That's Finch. It means singing with an open palm note.
And a code.
The sort of thing you get printed in French hymnals. It's service non compris. Am I warm?
You get one for your excellent pronunciation, of course. One mark out of two. It means to sing at sight. To sight sing. To be able to sing, open a book and sing instantly without preparation.
Not a very funny answer.
No, it's not funny.
Just open the Encyclopedia Britannica and start singing the Messiah.
Or the telephone directory. Yes.
Songs from the shows. The name of the song, please, and the name of the show from which it came. David.
At 17, he was in love, quite madly with eyes of tender blue. At 24, he kept it rather madly with eyes of a different
hue. At 104, he was married in France. You know it, come on.
Yes, Bachelor Gay.
Yes, the Bachelor Gay is right for a mark. And the name of the show, please. The name
oh.
Of the... Shook him. That put you back in your place, dear.
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's something like, it may not be right, but it's something in the right period. The Arcadians.
No,
it isn't? What is it?
It's very nearly the right period.
Made of the Mountains.
Made of the Mountains.
Yes, yes, that's right.
We've... Oh, Josie Collins, yes. And all that.
Dennis, again, title and show.
Name to remember. Better than having a dream. It doesn't hurt to flirt a bit, but use it as bait. Make your match before it's too late.
Buzz too many rings around.
Right?
Yes, about no. Who? Around who?
Around Rosie. Rosie we'll never get mark. Rosie a ring. From No No Nanette by
yes.
Vincent Humans.
Yes, that's right. I didn't ask for the composer, but you're right about him, too. Two marks out of two. Ian, what's this and from what? And try it without Dennis's help.
And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal or borrow my share of laughter.
Would that be Stop the World I Want to Get Off?
No, it'd be the other one.
The roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd.
Yes, that's the one.
The right sort of period, wasn't it? Yes. And the song. Name the name of the song. This is Anthony Newley.
What's the song called?
It's in the. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. With
who can I turn to?
Who can I turn to? Yes.
One mark out of two. Frank. Here's yours.
Like those stumbled bums to see for a fact the kind of top draw first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowie, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow, they'll never believe it.
If my friends could see me now.
Ah, there's a mark.
From Sweet Charity.
Sweet Charity is right. And that's the end of the game, I'm afraid. A victory by 2.5 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.
Thank you.